you spend too much time teaching nursery school, you get a little simple-minded, you know, you can quote all the nursery rhymes and do Dr. Seuss to a tune. And then I taught sixth grade for the rest of my teaching career at Jones in Smeltertown and then at Lincoln up here in the Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed that. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I still miss it, but school isn't fun anymore. Teaching's fun, but school is not fun. Not elementary school.
Really? Why?
You teach kids to pass the test. Just because I need to talk to you, I'm interrupted. It's ringing.
Yeah.
So where were we?
Oh, do you speak fluent Spanish?
I speak Spanish well enough. The only kids I had to play with when I was growing up were Mexican kids. So, mm-hmm. you know, you go along talking in English, and if you know a word in Spanish, you throw it in, and they did the same in Spanish and threw in the words in English. So I grew up with a pretty good accent.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way I'd ever be taken as a native speaker. But in the last 5 years, my daughter that she spoke to started her own business, which is producing books and other materials, little stories, little books in Spanish for the parental involvement programs in the schools, or Spanish and English. It's Spanish and English on the same page. So that was helpful to me to relearn my Spanish and to improve it. But if you always need a grammar checker and somebody to say, native speaker would never say it that way. So, but it's been fun. I believe if you live here, you ought to be bilingual. I believe everybody should learn other languages. Most Europeans, foreigners do, and I don't know why we're so anti-second language.
Well, I know why we are, but you want to know my theory?
I don't want to know your theory.
My theory is that the United States is so big, you don't have to learn a second language to get a job, whereas in a country like Germany, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm,
you can get a
true.
Real good job. Now, in the United States, sometimes the kids, when they go to college, they'll want to learn Japanese, but they really don't have to learn Japanese to get a really high-paying job in business. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, we're all like one big country instead of individual countries with individual languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think people are coming around that they're beginning to feel that language education is important and that it...
Oh, I think so, because things are getting more global all the time, and if we're going to do business with other countries. One of our nieces is fluent in Japanese, and she is a liaison between the companies she works for in Japan, which is interesting.
That's great.
Yeah, interesting.
What's your religion?
Well, Christian, we belong to the Episcopal Church and are serious backsliders.
Christmas and Easter, huh?
There you go. Maybe not even then. It depends on. My two boys live in Denver, so a lot of times we are spending Christmas in Denver. And if it's snowy, a fella really doesn't want to go out.
Denver's bad in the winter.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
What organizations do you belong to?
Not very many. My mom was a big-time club woman. Enjoyed it a lot. I basically feel like women in big groups are boring. Teachers' groups may be the worst. I belong to Pan American Roundtable because my mother did. I don't particularly enjoy it. I enjoyed it when she was still alive. But I keep up with it because she has a lot of friends. They are promoters of goodwill throughout the Americas. I belong to PEO. We talked about that. And that's great because I strongly support any education, and especially women in education, and I think that anything that supports education is worthwhile. And that's it.
Do you happen to know what your ultimate ancestry is? Where your ancestors came from?
Well, it's sort of a English. I think a lot English. I haven't, in fact, we've just started delving into some genealogy of my